into the garbage, you flyboy!
This is a rebellion, isn't it?
I call it aggressive negotiations.
The garbage will do!
Hi, and welcome to this week's Trash Compactor podcast, Star Wars from a Certain Point of View. I'm MC.
I'm Sarah.
So, as anybody who goes to our YouTube will have seen, Sarah and I did something kind of exciting last week. Yes, Sarah and I were actually in the same place at the same time, which...
It doesn't happen that often.
Yeah, it maybe happens twice, three times a year, if we're lucky. Yep.
And we fully intended to record in person, which didn't happen.
Yeah, unfortunately. Well, I mean, not unfortunately. Fortunately, we were very busy with the lovely people we were hanging out with, who most of them don't listen to the show. But for those who do, shout out to them. We love you guys.
Hi.
We ostensibly went for Gallifrey One, which is the big Doctor Who convention in Los Angeles. But we could not go to California without going to Disneyland and experiencing the wonder that is Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah. I was far more excited about going to Galaxy's Edge than I really was about the convention, I gotta say.
Yeah. Well,
The convention's great. I love it. I see friends. I see you.
Yeah.
But Galaxy's Edge, it's walking into a Star Wars world.
Yeah, and the thing is, you were seeing Galaxy's Edge with me, so it's like, okay, so I'm in both places, so I'm taken out of the equation. So it's just, you know, convention versus Disney.
Versus Batu.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
It was. So we are going to spend this episode talking about our experience going to Galaxy's Edge. So it started at, what, 4:30 in the morning for you?
Well, I got up around 4 because I don't sleep.
And anybody who's listened to this podcast will know that, you know, we have discussed many times that you are just an insane morning person.
Yeah, our alarms were set to go off at 5.
Yes.
We wanted to leave the hotel by 5:30 to make it to the park by 7:30 so we could get checked in and all.
Yes. We went along with our friends Jan and Terry. Shout out to them. Especially shout out to Terry, who is now local to the area and quite the Disney fan and had actually done a bit of a dry run for us.
She did the figuring out how everything would work or yes. should work. And thanks to her, it all worked super smoothly.
Yeah, she is the one that told us to get up at stupid o'clock and get out there so that we could get boarding passes for Rise of the Resistance.
And also thanks to her, because all four of us clicking at the same time to get our boarding groups, and she's the one that did it.
Yes, she did.
Group 13,
which we actually think might have been actually three? Group 2 or 3.
Or 4. It was, yeah. We think that they skipped groups 1 to 9.
Yeah.
So, and it was a really, really good thing that she got that early group, because the ride went down.
Yes. We ended up getting to the park and we got our boarding group very, very, you know, soon after getting there. And then they were not boarding anyone. I don't think they started boarding anyone for Rise of the Resistance till like 2 o'clock.
No, it was about noon, I think.
About noon? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was about noon. So we did other stuff in the meantime.
Oh, yeah. We did other stuff and shockingly still Star Wars related.
Yeah, because not all of that. The Star Wars rides are in Batu.
Yeah. The first thing we did was go on Star Tours, wasn't it?
Yep, because Star Tours is right there.
Yes, it's right there. They've changed it for The Rise of Skywalker. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, we've gone on Star Tours every time we've gone. It never disappoints. It's always
No, it's fun. Such a great ride. I don't know if they do the different scenes like they used to. I don't get to ride it often enough to know.
Yeah, I think at least for this current Rise of the Resistance, not Rise of the Resistance, Rise of Skywalker thing.
Skywalker.
I think it's pretty well set because they have so many like scenes of like specific actors and things. Mm-hmm. I don't think it shifts around as much. Oh my god, the cheers when Lando appeared.
Oh, that was awesome.
I think that was the biggest reaction from it was really great. I love Star Tours. And after that, we went on Space Mountain.
Which is being Space Mountain right now. I'm so excited.
It is not Star Wars related, but it is
sometimes
still is.
Star Wars related.
It is sometimes, yeah.
Because sometimes there's Hyperspace Mountain.
Yes.
I prefer Space Mountain original.
I actually think I do too. Having done both of them, that I like the just going through the stars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that, I like what we did for that. We went single rider for that because it was just three of us going on.
We got in and out of that in like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't think it was even that much.
Yeah, we left Jan shopping at the Star Tour store, and she hadn't even finished going through. She was like at the register.
Yeah, she hadn't even finished paying.
Yeah.
She was buying all of the Baby Yoda merchandise.
Yes. Jan is very into Baby Yoda, as many of us are. And she actually got a piece of Baby Yoda merch that, like, it was the last piece they had in there.
Yep, they had to take a pin out of the display case for her.
Yes.
So that was pretty cool.
Very nice pin. I didn't get any Baby Yoda stuff.
Me neither, but I didn't really expect to for me.
Yeah, well, yeah, because you're not as into Baby Yoda, but I think actually almost everything that I got at Disney was actually like the in-universe Batu stuff.
I think mine was also, actually. Yeah. All right, so we finished Space Mountain, we have lunch, and we go to Batu.
We do.
Because breakfast is irrelevant.
Yeah. But Terry kept on telling us, it's like, don't look over that way. Just, like, keep looking straight ahead. Like, she did not want us to be spoiled at all.
By the way, spoilers for Galaxy's Edge for anyone who wants them.
Yes, spoilers.
Before we get too far into this.
Spoiler alert.
Right, so she takes us the long way in.
Yes.
Because that was the Resistance side.
And it's us. Yeah.
And you walk up this long path. And you keep walking, and suddenly there's an X-Wing.
Yeah, it's actually too bad. Like, I was recording, but somehow it did not actually record, which is a shame. But there are videos up on our YouTube, search for Trash Compactor, of various little things that we did. But
right.
the initial step up did get lost to the ether.
It happens.
But yeah, so I mean, like the first thing that happens is like you're walking and it's just like regular Disney stuff. But then you start seeing like these poles that I guess I don't even know what they're supposed to be. They're like
poles. They're so obviously Star Wars, though.
Yes, like as soon as you see them, it's like they're not moisture evaporators, but they kind of look like they could be. I mean, they're probably like some sort of like data transfer thing.
Something.
And like the garbage cans change and have Arabesh on them.
It's insane how cool it is.
And then you walk in and then you're just in Batu. There. Yeah. And then there is a giant X-Wing.
Like a full-size X-Wing.
Oh, this girl here. Like, you would not believe, like, the reaction from Sarah upon seeing this X-Wing. I'm pretty sure we could have just left her staring at it the entire time and it would have been a good trip.
Probably.
Yeah.
It was gorgeous and wonderful, and I wish I could have climbed all over it, but, you know, it's still
a prop. But they have rules against
that. Yeah.
Yeah. And, oh, man, the detail that they've put into this place is amazing.
It really is. It's, like, whatever you expect from it, it's not what you get, it's better.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that.
Like, I think I said to Terry, I don't know what I expected, but it wasn't this. In such a good way.
Which I totally get.
So then you walk into the, like, marketplace. That's what's next, right?
Yeah.
And it's, I don't even know how to describe it.
Yeah.
It's a marketplace.
It feels real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With stands on either side and booths and stalls and...
And I mean, like, this is totally stupid, but, like, one of the first things we did when we got there was go into the bathroom, and even the bathrooms are like...
Even the bathrooms are alien
in,
planet.
Are in character.
Although I did have to ask Taryn, like, it's not actually alien. They're toilets the way we normally use them, right?
What?
You know, well, like, you know how in certain parts of the world, like in Japan and China, it's basically pee in a hole?
Oh, right, yeah.
So, like, it's actually still Earth-type toilets yeah. to use. I'm not going to have to figure this out. Because she said the bathrooms were amazing.
Yeah.
And I got slightly scared.
But yeah, no, they are themed towards it, which is something that can't be said about the other Disney stuff. Like, I mean, like maybe the outside is, but the inside is just a bathroom. But this right. was fully immersive.
Yep.
And outside there's a Dianoga.
Yes, outside there's Dianoga.
Yeah, there's like a water fountain, and when you get some water, a Dianoga can pop up from the thing behind it. And it's mm-hmm. like, oh my god. Oh, that was something else. Sorry, just to go back a little bit. When we were on Star Tours, and they have all of those Dianoga.
Mm-hmm.
We actually
oh, gosh,
got
yeah,
to
that's
see
right.
what
that was Star Tours.
Yeah. We got to see, like, the full body of Dianoga, which I know was in Legends, but I think mm-hmm. this is the first time in the current canon that we actually know what one fully looks like. And you and I were both like, oh my god, like, we actually get to see one.
Right.
We got to see many of them, but we got to see
many. They were
the full
pretty cool.
body. Yeah, that was very cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, then we went around the marketplace, and again, like, fully immersive, not breaking character at all, mm-hmm. like... All of the merchants and everything, they ask you for credits.
Handing over a credit card when they ask for credits is kind of weird feeling.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, like, it would, if you had, they actually have a thing, and I have a friend who works at the park, Lex. Shout out to Lex.
Hi, Lex.
She showed us the No, I mean, not credit chips.
Yeah, it's kind of like a gift card.
Yeah, it is a Disney gift card. You can, like, get it loaded up at the park. Like, I think you get it for free for a minimum of $100, if I remember
okay.
correctly.
That sounds right.
And I mean, like, you're going to spend $100 there, so.
Easy.
Yeah. But, like, that would make the experience a little more immersive, but we did not do that.
No.
But yeah, going around these stalls, and oh, there is some cool stuff that you can only get there.
And we got some.
Yes, we did. We both got Lothcats because us.
Yes. And I promptly spent the rest of the entire trip petting mine.
You did. I kept mine in its little carrier case because you do get, like, this cardboard box that's not just a cardboard box. It's like an animal cage.
Right, it's like a crate that you would transport someone you just adopted.
Yeah. So, your Lothcat has a name.
My Lothcat's name is Wolf, as in the clone Wolf.
Because all of your Star
because
Wars
all of
plushes.
My Loth creatures have clone names. So I now
yes.
have Cody and Rex are my other Lothcats, and then Echo and Fives are the Loth Wolves. And Wolf is the new Lothcat.
And my Lothcat is named Tuca.
Because of a conversation we had,
and which will make much more sense for people who are reading Runaway in a couple of chapters.
Right.
But we were both very tickled by the idea of a Lothcat named Tuca. So that's what mine is named. And mm-hmm. they are both adorable. And these these Lothcats are, like, they're responsive.
Yeah, they are completely interactive. Mine likes his spine stroked.
Yeah. If you pet them on the head or on the spine, then they purr. If you squeeze their tail, they hiss.
If you push their feet forward, they get really angry.
Yeah. It was actually totally weird when I was driving home yesterday because, you know, we put my suitcase in the trunk and all of a sudden there was this Lothcat noise from it.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
And yeah, and that happened a couple of times when we were coming into the hotel room. We would all of a sudden hear this Lothcat noise.
But they're so great. And
they are
I love
great.
Mine. They're
and,
wonderful.
Yeah. And you got a couple other things that were really cool.
I got an Ahsoka doll.
You did.
Who is so pretty. And I really wasn't going to, but they only had a few.
Yeah.
And I didn't remember whether that was one that was hard to get or not. So I snatched it.
Yeah. And that was from a stall that was selling lots of, they looked like they were supposed to be like these handmade dolls. Like, it's not just like, here's Ahsoka Tano.
But it's like the old fashioned dolls.
Yeah.
The ones that your grandmother would have made you.
Yeah. I really considered getting, they had Tuca dolls. I really considered getting that, but I
will be back in August.
We will be back in August. Yeah. And also we have enough friends that either visit Disney very frequently or work there.
Right.
That it's like, if I really wanted one, I could be like, hey, can you pick this up for me?
Right.
Yeah.
And I also got a little wood X-Wing because it's me.
Yeah, because you have an X-Wing collection and it's gorgeous.
It really is pretty.
Yeah.
Little fragile, but pretty. Yeah.
But like they have like this booth of hand-carved stuff. I don't think neither of us got these, but they were really cool. The shoulder porgs.
Oh my gosh, the shoulder porgs are precious.
Yeah. You get like a magnet to put inside of your shirt. And then the porg can just sit on top. And I think both Terry and Jan got shoulder porgs.
Right. And Terry wore hers all day.
She did.
Which will become relevant in a little while.
Yeah. And the porgs both got names. Jan's was Porgatory.
Mm-hmm.
And then Terry was trying to come up with a name for hers. And she wanted something Star Wars-ish. But that started with a P so that it could be blank the porg. So then I came up with Plagueis the Porg. And I was, have you ever heard the tragedy of Plagueis the Porg?
It's so brilliant.
And she's like, yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Our senses of humor are a little bizarre.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the other porg name was Porgatory. So I mean, that's like,
true.
We have a very specific idea of what's funny in our group, and yeah. I love it.
It's great. So after that, while we were waiting for Rise of the Resistance to start boarding, because it still hadn't, we did the Falcon Ride.
We did do the Falcon Ride,
which has a name that I can't remember. Is it just the Falcon Ride?
It's something like that. I don't
know. Flight of the Falcon.
Flight of the Falcon, right.
So that was really, really kind of cool. We did not destroy the Falcon.
We didn't, yay. And you and I were flying, too.
Right, we were the pilots.
Yes. I'm the pilot.
I'm the pilot.
Yeah,
we were the pets. We did not crash. You got to pull the go to hyperspace lever.
Yes, I was doing the up and down and pulled the hyperspace lever, and you were doing the side to side.
Back and forth, yeah. And we got two containers of coaxium.
We did, yeah.
I have no idea how many you can actually get, but we got two, so I'm kind of proud of that.
Maybe we should look that up to see just like the...
How well we did?
Yeah. I mean, like, when we did, like, we crashed, like, remember in, like, The Force Awakens when Rey is, like, banging up the Falcon really badly because she doesn't know how to fly it? That's how I felt we started.
Yeah, but once we got a handle on it, we were okay.
Yeah. Mostly it was me just holding it back. So it's like, keep up in the air. That's all I have to do.
Right.
And it seemed to work out pretty well.
Yeah. No, it did. It did.
And that line wasn't terribly bad. I think we were in it for like maybe half an hour.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. But yeah, after that, the next thing was pretty much Rise of the Resistance.
Yeah. I mean, we wandered around and. Yeah. Looked in shops and watched the First Order troopers harass people.
Yeah. And we were starting to get really worried because we had a, well, not really worried, but we had a...
our cantina reservation.
Our cantina reservation that was getting a lot closer. And what had happened is we had moved away from Batuu for a little bit just to do something else. And basically, as soon as we got out of Batuu, it's like, they're loading up now.
Right. So we promptly got up, turned back around, and went. And there was no line because they hadn't sent out the alert yet.
Yeah, it was, you just had to keep on watching the app. So
we literally walked in.
Yeah, and oh my, how spoilery are you going to get?
Loose spoilers,
okay.
So the First Order harassed Terry about her shoulder pork.
Yeah,
Which is amazing.
Yes. Basically saying they were going to eat it.
Or feed it to her.
Or feed it to her. And, I mean, yeah, as soon as you step in, like, even when you're in line, you're starting an experience because, like, the first order guys were basically yelling at us.
Yeah, they separate you into groups. They send you to interrogation.
Yeah.
I mean, it's basically LARP from start to finish.
Yeah. I have to admit, my anxiety levels were going up because I have quite bad anxiety. So having, like, real people, like, you know, getting up in my face was... And that's something for people, like, who have anxiety should keep in mind. Like, right. They don't break.
Yeah, they're really amazing.
Yeah. But I'm sure if they, you know, figured out that you did have anxiety, that they would back off.
Mm-hmm. Just move on to the next person.
Yeah, because they're trained to, like, do this kind of stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, but, oh my god, the ride is fantastic. If you have the chance to do it, do it.
Yes, highly recommends.
Yeah, I don't want to say too much about it, just because it's something you have to experience.
I don't want to say too much about it because I literally don't know what to say.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know how to describe it.
Oh, there is one thing I'll say.
Okay.
Because it was super funny. There is one part where Poe Dameron is on screen.
Mm.
And he says, "This is a good-looking bunch of recruits." And Jan said, "You're really good looking yourself." And then there was a bunch of laughter, and some lady turned back to Jan and is like, "We were all thinking it."
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. But it was so, like, it is one of my favorite rides now.
Yeah. It's an incredibly good ride.
It is a very good ride. And it worked out super well. Like, as soon as we got off it, it's like, oh, we can go to our reservation at the cantina now.
We were like 15 minutes early and they took us right in.
Yeah.
So the timing was flawless on that.
Yeah. And
the cantina is neat.
The cantina is neat. It was packed to the rafters with people.
I didn't expect anything else.
Well, yeah, of course. There's blaster markings on the walls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The handles on the, all the liquid dispenser thing, sorry, words.
Are various scavenged parts. There's like a lightsaber.
There's a cane. There's,
there's a part of an Ewok spear that says Yub Nub on it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so it's a 2-drink, 45-minute maximum. We each only got one drink.
Yeah.
I would have liked a second, but next time. I did not want it at that moment.
Honestly, if I ever have, like, you know, the lottery money, I would like to try. They've got, like, this Rancor Tooth beer sampler.
Yeah, that one's really neat looking.
Yeah, which is not, I'm not a beer drinker, but that would actually be, like, worth it to try.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we all got different drinks, and yeah, I can't remember what they all were, but they weren't bad. I mean, I've never had a drink at Disneyland before.
No, I think this is the only place you can get them.
You can get some in California Adventure.
Oh, can you? Okay.
Yeah. This was a new experience for me. It's like, it was very expensive, but dude, it's Disney, so of course it was.
Right.
I do think it is the most expensive drink I have ever had in my life.
That I've paid for? Yes.
Okay.
That I've had? No, but it's close.
Yeah. So it was fun to experience. I took my coaster.
Oh, did you? I did not.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, just so everybody knows, like, you're allowed to. They're just the little cardboard things.
Right. I didn't even think about it, honestly.
Then we just kind of hung out.
Yeah, we had a couple of hours before our lightsaber reservation.
Yeah. I think we kind of people watched for a while.
We did a lot of people watching.
Yeah.
We tried to figure out how Chewbacca can sneak up on people.
Yeah.
I don't know how a 7-foot tall Wookiee can just like show up out of nowhere, but he can.
He did. He freaked Terry out a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
I got one of the Cokes.
Right, which ended up coming home with me.
Yeah. I love the idea of it, but it feels like it's almost to pay twice as much for half as much Coke.
Basically. And I don't actually drink Coke, so I wasn't going to get one myself.
Yeah. I just needed something to drink at that point that had no alcohol in it.
Right. Yeah. We also tried the Blue Milks.
Oh, yeah. We tried the Blue Milks, which is another thing we have a video of. Yeah, we did try the Blue Milks. I think everybody decided to go with the Blue Milk rather than the green.
I know. And then I was going to go back and get the green, and I never did.
Well, we'll do that
next
August.
Time.
Yeah. The Blue Milk tastes like a pina colada.
Yeah.
It's non-alcoholic.
Actually surprisingly good.
Yeah, it's very refreshing.
Yes. It's very... If I say it's very bright, does that...
Yeah.
Mean anything? Because that's kind of how it tasted to me.
Yeah. No, that totally makes sense.
Okay.
But eventually, well, first of all, Lex, who I mentioned before, she got off work, so she was able to join us for this. And it's always fun to see her. She is, like, one of the best people I know that I don't do a podcast with.
She is pretty awesome.
Yeah. We had the reservation for the four of us to do lightsabers, and it's like, oh, are we allowed to bring Lex in? And yes, we were. I guess you're allowed to bring, like, one person.
Per
person to just observe. So she just came in and...
filmed us.
Filmed us, yeah.
Which was awesome.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet. I saw the little bits, but...
Yeah, she sent me the link to it.
Okay, cool.
But she did record the entire thing, so that will be going up on our YouTube channel. And making a lightsaber, oh my god.
If I were the type to cry, I would have been crying.
It was so cool.
It was surreal.
It was.
Like, so you pick there's four types of lightsabers.
Yeah.
And you pick it outside, and then they give you a pin indicating which one you're making.
Yeah.
And then you go in and they get a tray of parts.
Yeah. And with these parts, there's like several different ones that you can pick from that then.
Right. Yeah. So like Terry and I both did protection and defense.
Yeah. And Jan and I both did elemental nature.
And Terry and I's look completely different despite being the same type.
Yeah, same with me and Jan. And, like, not only did both of our groups pick the same, like, base components,
but... We both managed to pick the same lightsaber color.
Yeah, you guys did blue, and Jan and I did purple.
Right.
Yeah, I honestly, listeners, like, if I ever, like, make or buy a lightsaber that doesn't have a purple option on it, ask me if I'm okay.
Yeah. Now, the first thing I did when we got out and sat down for dinner was swap my blue for a white kyber crystal.
Yeah, you did buy kyber crystals.
I did buy kyber crystals and a holocron.
Yeah.
But I knew I wanted mine to be white from the start. That was the thing. Yeah.
But the experience, I mean, because you do have the little pin on, so the gatherers, they're called.
Yep.
They tell you the whole story about how they gather these parts that can be turned into lightsabers, and now it's our turn to like make the lightsabers. And they give you this tray of parts, and they tell you what different pieces need to be, you know,
where?
put in where. When I was trying to put my kyber crystal in, it flew out and hit me, and the gatherer is like, whoa, be careful of that, we might have an explosion.
Like, it's so in character.
Yeah. But you put all of the different pieces together. Oh, it's just so... You can buy cheaper lightsabers there, but you are... I wanted to just, like, make another lightsaber and then, like, give it back to them. Because the experience of making it is just, like, totally worth it.
Friends of ours at the convention afterwards said they wish there was a cheaper option for just building it.
Yeah.
And not keeping it. Because they just want the experience of building it. Hey, Disney, are you listening?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yes. My lightsaber, I'm so happy with it. Like I said, purple blade. It's got all of these cool markings on it. And the best part, the end is a Rancor tooth.
That is so cool.
Y'all know how I feel about Tenel Ka. Like, as soon as I saw that was an option, I was like, I have to. There's absolutely, it's not even like there's a choice for me. I have to do it.
Yeah, that is super cool.
What about your lightsaber? You want to talk about it a little bit?
Yeah, well, it's not as exciting as yours. Mine is all like silvers and gold and bronze, and it's beautiful and it's heavy and I love it. And it's already up on my wall.
I have not put my lightsaber up yet.
Chris, that means my second lightsaber had to come down.
Yeah. I mean, that's the like, you and I at one point kind of turned to each other and it's just like, we have lightsaber collections now, don't we?
Yep.
Because this is the second convention in a row that I've gotten a lightsaber, and both of them were Doctor Who conventions. And I told Sarah, like, I know we're going to Celebration, but you cannot let me go 3 for 3 on lightsabers. I cannot, in good conscience, unless something incredible happens financially, like I win the lottery, that I can come home with another lightsaber.
I did not make that same promise.
You did not, and yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens in 6 months.
Yeah. And it's very possible those who see me at Celebration will see me with the lightsaber that I made here, because I'll probably remove the blade and put it on. I'm having costume ideas because mine is such a statement piece that it's like I want to build a costume that fits the person who carries this lightsaber. Yeah.
Now, my lightsaber blade is stuck.
Oh, no.
So you may be seeing me with it anyway, because I may have to contact Disney and say, so can you put me in for like a fix it appointment 6 months from now?
Oh, yeah.
And see what they say. Because I don't mind bringing it back. It just, I can't take the blade out.
Surprisingly easy to get it through security.
Oh, well, yeah.
Well, I guess not surprisingly. It was nothing. I had to go through twice and nobody said anything about it.
Nope. Yeah. There was a point I was sitting at the airport yesterday. A square of 8 seats with 6 people and 5 lightsabers.
Nice.
Yeah. So, Los Angeles doesn't even blink at it.
Yeah, when I was on the shuttle on the way back, there was somebody from the convention sitting across from me. And actually right next to us was Paul Cornell, who is a Doctor Who writer, and a bunch of other people. And the guy across from me is like, excuse me, is that a padded poster tube? And I'm like, no, actually, it's a lightsaber. And everybody turned to me and just started laughing.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I was like, yeah, we were having lightsaber duels out on the patio. You should have seen it.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, as there was the last time we bought lightsabers, there is video of Sarah and I having lightsaber battles filmed by my friend Andy. Shout out to Andy, co-host on Return to the Hellmouth.
Hi, Andy.
Hi, Andy. We love you.
Yes.
But so we made our lightsabers and then we had
dinner and we basically started to wander out.
Yeah. We went on pirates on the way out.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, kind of. Well, we kept lightsabers till the very end of the day so we didn't have to lug them around.
Right. Because they're awesome, but they are awkward.
Yeah. At one point, I can't remember quite when it was, I think it was before we went into Savvy's, I did have an interaction with Kylo Ren.
Yep.
I was walking, you know, past him and I yelled at him to call his mother because she is very, very worried about him and got no reaction from him. I got like, you know, he's wearing the mask so you can't tell, but I got a dirty look from Kylo Ren.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it was an incredible day. By the time we got back, we were just like, oh my God, I can't with anything. We were so filled with joy.
And happy Star Warsness.
And happy Star Warsness.
Yeah.
I mean, just a few things about the rest of the weekend. Obviously, we were at a Doctor Who convention, but if we have learned anything, Sarah and MC can turn a Doctor Who convention into a mini Star Wars one.
Mm-hmm.
So we had several conversations about Star Wars. We got... Well, you had already met her, but I had not. I got to meet Jodie Houser, and you got to see her again.
Mm-hmm.
Jodie Houser, who has done many a Star Wars comic. She did, like, a Poe Dameron annual, the Age of the Republic. I think she did the Tarkin books.
She did the Rogue One adaptation.
She did the Thrawn adaptation. Sorry.
And the Rogue One adaptation.
And the Rogue One adaptation. We both bought some jewelry off her.
Mm-hmm.
Incredibly nice lady. Found out that she has never been to Star Wars Celebration, but she would like to go.
I repeat, Disney, are you listening?
Yes, Disney, are you listening? I have already posted on Twitter that if Jody Houser does not come to Star Wars Celebration, we're going to boycott.
Yes.
We were actually on a panel with her. I was officially on the panel, but then somebody else decided to crash.
Because we're still not sure why I wasn't on it to start with.
Yeah, honestly, it was, yeah.
There was plenty of room on the stage.
There was plenty of room, and the panel was fantastic. It was so positive, and everybody on it was great. I'm very tired because we both just got home yesterday, so we're still in the post-con fog. Can't remember everybody's name, but everybody was great. It was so much fun. We talked about The Mandalorian. We talked about the upcoming Cassian and the Kenobi series, what we want for future movies. Just a great experience all around.
Agreed.
Yes. And of course, it's always a pleasure to be able to hang out with Sarah, who is, you know, I'm sorry we don't live closer to each other, but at the very least, we get to make these records once a week. So
ditto. That's all I can say to that.
Yeah. So I think that about wraps things up for our trip to Galaxy's Edge. We will be going back again come Star Wars Celebration. But for a first experience with it, I think this was a great one.
Highly recommend.
Yes. 10 out of 10 would recommend.
Yes.
If you have gone to Galaxy's Edge, you know, tell us about your experience. If you haven't, please, you know, tell us what you would like to experience there. You can contact us on Twitter at SW Trash Podcast, or you can contact me personally at MC Frotis.
And you can contact me at Murnell.
We are also available online on Facebook, YouTube, Tumblr as Trash Compactor Podcast. And please, please, please support us on Patreon. We are putting up episodes there as well as exclusive content. We will be putting up the Kenobi episode, which I am been delayed with because I was going away. And I'm very sorry about that. But if you support us now, you will be able to hear it right away. So that is Trash Compactor Podcast on Patreon. So until next time, may the Force be with you.
Always.